You guys, there's no God to punish us. So yeah. Who's going to punish us for our many crimes?
We're not going to hell.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're live at Die Laughing with our good friend Melissa Kircher and her brand new husband, Fess. We married him just a little bit before we recorded this episode. We talk mostly about that.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
That's me.
And Nick Glover.
I'm that one.
And today is a very special day on Geeks Without God. Today, we celebrate love.
Aww.
Yeah, we're celebrating love with our good friends and a frequent podcast guest, Melissa Kircher.
Hello.
And her newly minted husband,
ooh,
Fess.
Hi.
Hi, Fess.
When you refer to a person as newly minted, I imagine not being pressed like a coin, but still in the wrapper like an action figure.
Did you guys see what he did to that building? I don't know. Minted seems pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. They smashed buildings.
That's how monsters consummate marriages. They destroy something.
I'll show you how monsters consummate marriages later.
No.
Wait. Was that video from the other day?
It was.
Yeah.
Yep, that saddle hurt.
So just a little over.
Put like a little blanket underneath.
Yeah.
Damn it!
That's what horse blankets are for.
Damn it!
A little over 20 minutes ago, the three members of Geeks Without God, along with the three members of our friends but lesser podcast,
Deadly
apropos
enemies.
Of nothing.
It's not lesser if you're going by runtime or words spoken. I think.
Just by interesting things said.
I don't know.
Per hour.
I wasn't going to throw any gauntlets, but I mean...
That's all right. They're not here right now.
Okay.
So, along with our friends from the AON podcast, that's Matt, Salsa, and Jenna, and also our good friend and giant, Matthew Kesson, the Reverend Matthew Kesson, we tag team married Melissa and Fess here.
It's important that you have the word married in there, because if you just say we tag team Melissa and Fess, that means something different.
Yeah.
I learned
like
that.
Like the video the other day.
Right.
Exactly.
Like the video the other day.
Exactly. So, bring the blanket.
So there were moments of sweetness. There were moments of hilarity.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I cried like a baby.
Especially during the Steven Universe song montage.
I cried during the Universe song.
Absolutely
like,
cried.
Just weepingly open. Open weeping.
Open weeping also means something else. That's like sores, not like people.
Hey, married.
We asked Melissa, hey, what do you want to do this podcast about? And she's like, I don't know, we'll make it up. So,
this is easier than making the wedding happen.
The wedding was a real, there was a lot of effort involved. I mean, tell them what you're wearing. Tell our radio, our podcast listeners, what are you wearing now?
Well, we're basically wearing these Japanese, they're almost like footy pajamas without the footies on them.
Kigurumi.
They have little animal faces on the hoods, so I'm in the quote dragon one, and Fess is in the Japanese monkey one.
Japanese.
Because Fess had the idea of, we should do Godzilla versus King Kong for our theme for our wedding, and I went, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a fun way to do that.
And Fess is wearing a fez.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa, you actually have a veil.
I have a veil on the costume, and then if I pull the hood back, I have a tiara as well, so I have both.
All bases covered.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is really the ultimate Geeks Without God wedding. I just, I think in advertising right now, if you want to be married by Geeks Without God, which you can, because all three of us are ordained.
We're not just ordained, we're also licensed with the state.
God
which
damn
means
right.
We can perform weddings anywhere.
Yeah, for anyone, but... you need to, the Kikagumi suit, I feel like, is...
Kikurumi?
Mikikumi.
I don't know.
If I can't pronounce it, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it's not.
I can't keep the consonants and vowels and...
The Kikkoman suits, whatever.
Those are salty.
The suits, they aren't, required, but...
Molly has a goat one.
I do.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, like that video the other day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. I was talking to a friend of ours, Stacy Petterberg. She's a designer. She has clothes and costumes and stuff. And I was saying I want a Fallout Vault Dweller Kigurumi. Like, it'll look like the Vault Dweller, like, blue jumpsuit with the yellow and the numbers on the back and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, giant baggy pajamas, like, for, you know, a different kind of cosplay pajamas.
Then I can lock you out of the house and make you deal with things outside.
Yeah, wait.
Like a shelter. Like,
yeah,
a vault.
No,
it's a joke.
Also, radiation. Yeah. So, did you two have any plans for doing a wedding that didn't involve doing it live at a comedy marathon and like follow up with a podcast reception?
Yeah, we should point out this wedding was performed. I'm eating cake, by the way. This wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this wedding. Well, they don't know it. They're listening on the radio. They don't know that.
I'm telling.
I'm breathing right
consummate
now.
Consummate professional.
This wedding was performed in the middle of Die Laughing, a 50-hour comedy marathon for Fearless Comedy Productions, and they're like, hey, I've got an idea. Let's get married in the middle of Die Laughing.
Yeah.
And, was that your plan originally when you decided to get married?
Oh, God, no.
We had a few ideas. Well, mostly they stopped at ideas.
Yeah, well, I think I said, let's elope. And then you said you wanted to do something a little bit more.
I wanted a costume wedding.
Yeah, you wanted to do something, and I said, oh, game on then. So.
Yeah, so we did get some costumes at least.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And then we had seen Fury Road. It was like, what if we do like a Fury Road themed and rent out like a one of those outdoor theaters and
We were thinking of renting the Valley High Drive-In and doing a Fury Road wedding
or like a junkyard
and then everybody comes and decorates their cars.
That would have been
awesome too. Amazing.
That would require more time that we already don't have.
But the day itself and the time was special.
Yeah, in 7 years ago today we met. And so we figured out that this year it fell on a Saturday. It was like, oh, we could have one anniversary. That would be so convenient. Yeah. and then I went, oh, it's during Die Laughing. Oh. And then when I was thinking out loud about this, I was at a recording session with you, Tim.
Yeah, we were recording our podcast that Melissa and I record together called A Real Education.
Yes.
Check it out on iTunes.
Yes.
Subtle.
So we were recording Real Education and just talking, and I go, yeah, it's my that Saturday is during Die Laughing. And so I was trying to figure out, and then I think it was Jenna, you should get married during Die Laughing. And I was like, oh. Yeah, we should. And Fess luckily was along for the ride. So.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Well, it's good. It's good that you said that. Otherwise, it would have been an awkward day with her being here and you not. And still
she'd
getting
married. She'd marry someone else. It would have been really awkward.
Well, maybe they could marry remotely. I mean, this whole thing streamed on the web.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's like a 2-minute delay,
Molly and I have our wedding anniversary date like at a really easy to remember day because it's like we got married 1 week to the day before Molly's 30th birthday.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So it's like it's almost like a spinster joke.
Yeah.
Like right under the wire.
My grandfather actually said, and I'm going to, this is going to sound like I'm doing a stereotype, but this is literally what he talks like. Hey, you made it just under the 30 years. Like, he's like,
that's how Fernando talks.
You didn't get old. I was like, wow.
Holy cats.
Wow. Yeah,
he talks like us. Like it's just
he's
hilarious.
Been here since 1948.
And that's, yeah, he's set. He's cemented in how he talks.
Cemented
forever.
In his accent.
Yep.
He apparently learned it from the movies.
He did.
But it makes it super easy to remember. Like, I never have to forget because it's like, our anniversary is this is going to sound more stoner than it should. Our anniversary is the day before 420, and her birthday is the 1 week after that. I'll never forget. Ironically, 420 helps me remember things. So I'm the first person that's ever happened to.
I like how I think that is actually a correct use of the word irony.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's the only way to use it.
So I think the other thing that I think needs to be brought up is what was written on your cake?
We actually sat down one night For like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we were Googling around going, okay.
What happens on April 9th?
What has happened on April 9th? Because it, you know, it feels like, you know, if we're going to just get a sheet cake and, you know, cut it open with a sword, we should
do something
extra silly with the cake, too.
Yeah, we can't just say congratulations,
Melissa and Fess. No, that's boring.
Boring.
Yeah. So we were Googling around. Basic. Like, history of April 9th, and we're going, okay, so like the inauguration of the Suez Canal, but I can't independently verify that date. I can't do that. So we're going through
it had to be factual nonsense, it had to be right.
I mean, let's be correct.
The nonsense had to make sense.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so the cake said, congratulations, Ulysses S. Grant.
And why did it say that?
Because it's Appomattox Day.
Appomattox Day. So this is the day that General Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant.
Appomattox is the big dragon, and he slew it.
Wait, so
with a sword.
So which one of you?
That's what it
which
is.
Which one of you is General Lee? Yeah. Which one of you surrendered to the other today?
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna happen later. If you know what
myself.
I mean.
That's,
he's gonna Appomattox.
Yeah.
That's the your wedding's name now is Ulysses S. Grant. Like your that's the umbrella under which you both operate, incorporated.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's how that should go down.
Let's
yeah,
because you know,
well, like, I mean, it's like if anybody knows anything about Melissa, I mean, obviously I'm going to be submitting to her because she is queen of the lizard people.
It's right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
She's got
right
a tiara.
In a blog, amongst other places.
The tiara right there. And she's dressed as a lizard.
And she's
oh,
a
shit.
Lizard under her human
wait,
skin.
Wait,
you just realized
does
it.
That make me king of the lizard people now?
Yes.
Yes.
Or is it
sweet.
British rule?
No,
you're
Prince Regent, yeah. Motherfucker. I'm sorry. There's.
You also get a bunch of other meaningless titles like Duke of Snakes Earl. And, you know, you're some
you're,
sort of like arch.
Wearing, no, he's Duke wearing the meat and potatoes because I know I can regularly and... reliably make that for Melissa.
Perfect.
That's all right.
You're wearing a giant monkey costume. Maybe you could be Duke of Skull Island.
That'd be awesome.
So, ambassador to primate kind.
Ambassador to giant primate kind.
I like all this power you're giving me right now. I got all these titles.
Ambassadors don't have any power. What the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, you don't really have the power until you get business cards made.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
you have the power. That's when it's official.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting you business cards for your birthday.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
This is a romantic relationship.
I already have some. They say I'm Fess on them.
Yes, I know. You need some new ones.
You need some new ones that say you're king of Monkey Island, of Skull Island.
Yes.
And
ambassador
to all
monkey people.
Giant primate kind, yeah.
I'll just be the monkey king.
That's a title already taken.
You got to earn that one, buddy. Yeah.
I think you actually have to be Chinese to be the monkey king. I think that's the rules.
That's it.
Monkey King? No? Son
no,
Goku?
No,
anyone?
I'm with you.
Yeah, all right. Melissa's.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not crazy and racist. That's a thing. All right.
I mean,
I
didn't know I had to affirm that because it's just a truth.
All right. I just, you know.
I believe Dragon Ball Z is from Japan, not China.
But the myth it's based on is a Chinese legend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just careful with any sort of accidental racism.
Pretty much. All Japanese myths are basically stolen from the Chinese, so
it's a culture of theft, right?
Yeah.
I mean, find one that's alive today
there's sea-based culture, and all sea-based cultures are basically pirates.
Sure,
that's historical.
I forgot which podcast we're on.
Yeah, it's a
we
it's,
are.
This would be one of the most
this podcast
podcasts.
This podcast is a sea-based culture.
I think we caught AON. Like, I feel like when I touched Jenna, like, we caught apropos of nothing.
I think it is viral.
It's just super, rambly now.
It's curable.
We're not drunk enough, though.
Oh, good point.
That's what you get for getting married in the afternoon.
Yeah,
did either of you have any pressure or anything to have any religion in your wedding?
In the wedding?
Religion,
Or as a part of the...
I mean, well, especially not from my side of the family. They're they're surprised I got married at all, but...
Yeah, my side of the family...
they were pushing for a more traditional wedding, that's for sure.
But there were rings.
More traditional is a big area from this.
We're
going
to actually make it up to them with a little bit more traditional-ish thing in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And that's fine. And I'm not going to go into it on the air for
deep stuff. It's a
long story, and it's certainly boring. I mean, I could certainly talk about all my personal stuff another time, maybe.
Yeah.
Anybody, I mean, right now I believe that you're already doing a drawing, that people can submit money to be in a drawing to be a guest on this podcast.
That's right. Well, not a drawing. It's an online auction.
Yep.
Yeah. Those of you that are listening on the podcast, which is going up this Tuesday, too late.
Yeah. But everyone that's watching online or in person,
you're just in time.
I can fill the whole podcast with my own personal upbringing through from being raised as Roman Catholic and all the way up to what I now call anti-theist.
Yes.
Sure. That's great. Well, I'm just going to point out
but
that
for the
you
wedding.
Can...
Fess,
you can go online and bid on that, I believe. Before we started recording, the bid was $61. So,
hey.
Yeah, and it's a $5 increment, so you could just bid $66.
Oh, I get it.
I'll put a change in there just to make it annoying.
Of the beast.
And 31 cents.
So that's great. We will look forward to you bidding on that podcast so we can talk about that later.
Although I did promise him he could answer the five questions. This is his first time on this podcast.
So we've had you on three times prior to this.
I think four.
Right? This is
three?
Is this four or is this five?
This is four.
And so you've answered the new questions.
Yes.
All right.
The old questions, and asked us a set of her own.
Yes. Yeah.
Should we ask Fess the new questions?
Maybe we should ask Fess the new questions.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for the questions.
And Fess.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You're prepared.
Notes right here.
Excellent. Question number one. What's a movie you'll stop and watch anytime it's on?
I was told Melissa when I was going through these that basically any movie I liked, I would like, if I'm channel flipping, it's like, oh, that, and I'd stop and watch. But then she said, oh, that's not the spirit of the question. The movie that I would stop every time I see it and watch it to the end, no matter where it is Wreck-It Ralph.
Ooh.
Ah, it's an awesome movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I remember saying this is one of my absolute favorite movies of all time.
Awesome.
Probably my top five at least, but it was like that good to me.
Yeah,
awesome.
We saw it in the theater together, and as we walked out, he did literally say that. He loved the movie.
Through my tears.
Yes.
It's a great
movie. He was very emotionally...
Yes.
I like all the cameos and stuff. Like, I like, you know, the bad guy support group stuff was just... I lost it for that. I had a friend say that Wreck-It Ralph is like the spiritual opposite of Pixels. Like, it's like that's its evil twin brother from a mirror dimension. Is like you get, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger is the good twin, and then Danny DeVito is Pixels.
Well, like, I think I got one better way to put it. Put it to you in terms of web communities. Wreck-It Ralph would be the good fan fiction, and Pixels would be some shit that Adam Sandler did.
Surprisingly accurate. Surprisingly accurate. Question number two. Question number two. What is your geekiest or most prized possession?
Melissa.
I knew that's what I was going to say. I knew it.
I know,
patriarchy.
It doesn't count because she's not a possession.
Right.
Yes.
So
I actually have a different answer,
and it's actually, I give it some thought because it's like, I couldn't think of, what do I have that's prized that I cherish the most? Because I certainly have plenty of geeky stuff. I got some My Little Pony figurines. I got a bunch of old Reboot action figures.
You have a handful of guitar picks.
Well, we got that one from that Guitar Wolf show.
Yes.
Actually,
that is a
good prize possession right there. But that was a gift for you, so I can't say that. But it would be from Comic-Con. You had gotten this Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters poster.
Nice.
And you gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bunch of Aqua Teen Hunger Force things well. And this is the first time I actually put a poster into an actual poster frame with glass.
Yeah.
Framed wood and everything. Yeah. You know, I spent a lot on that frame because it's like, I guess
Frames are crazy expensive.
You don't realize it. Well, if you go to Target and get like one of those things, I mean, like $10, but yeah.
Yeah. It's the Frank Frazetta poster.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
God, that was a crazy movie.
Okay, so question number three. What fictional deity or supernatural being do you wish was real?
Gaia.
Ooh.
Sure. Like
just the
Earth goddess.
All-encompassing semi-sentient Earth
basically
thing.
Yeah, because if Gaia was real, she would have smote the shit out of us about, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago.
I will even take Captain Planet's Gaia.
Okay, oh, even better.
Yeah. Because she has, like, this computer...
A non-threatening woman in a flowing purple gown.
She's a person of color as well, so it makes it even awesomer.
You'll take Captain Planet's Gaia as in you'll accept it, or you'll... Never mind.
I'll accept it. I'll accept that in opposite of...
To go further, to expand on the on the
I will take that version of Gaia.
Sure. Right. Plus, anyone who's given out power rings... They're probably cool.
Well, we got our own power rings right here.
That's true.
That's right.
They can send and decode messages.
That's so awesome.
Their wedding rings
they
are
decoder
rings.
They can send secret messages through their wedding rings.
All right, question four. Let's say religion is gone. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest problem that humanity now faces?
Racism.
Yeah, I like that. I don't like racism. I like that answer.
Racism is awesome.
God damn it.
You heard it here on Geeks Without God. Molly Glover thinks racism is great.
I had to think about because there's religion I feel is used, at least used as the basis for so much hate.
Yeah.
Whether or not it'd be actually part of the doctrine or people are abusing the dogma thereof. And if you took that away, there's a whole lot of anti-women stuff used and inside of a lot of stuff. So I feel that's why I didn't say women's rights.
Sure.
I feel that would let up earlier than, race against race.
It did historically.
Sure. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good answer. And question number five is, what is your favorite quote?
This is the one I had the most trouble with because I could only think of phrases or sayings that aren't quotes or rules of thumb to remember, like King Philip something. I don't remember that one. Or why buy the cow when you can go to the store and buy it a gallon for $3, because otherwise...
Sage advice.
Yeah. Because you don't have the income or resources to actually take care of livestock yourself. So.
Yeah.
That's a bit long.
It's especially apt to bring up on your wedding day, I feel.
It's really a paraphrase.
Why buy the cow when you can get me a
store? And I really couldn't think of an actual quote. Like, a really good quote. And I even hear I'm trying to delay enough to try to think of one. And I'm not... She told me I'm not allowed to actually quote myself.
Why not?
Because she's the boss, Tim.
If I can't quote myself, it's just... I'm Fess.
Okay, there.
That's it. It became a joke.
It's not just a meta quote. It's also seems to be like your ethos. Like, I'm Fess.
Right. It's like if I was a character in a video game and I popped up, that'd be my catchphrase before I basically get, beat up and then I fall back, flash a couple of times, disappear.
I'm Fess.
Would you be 8-bit or 16?
It's going to be 8-bit because we went right from Nintendo Entertainment System to Nintendo 64.
Okay.
So we barely got that 16-bit era because we passed over it. So.
Okay, got it.
So 8-bit right. Or the early 3D.
Mm. Okay. So your quote would be, I'm Fess in 8-bit.
I'm Fess.
I'm Fess.
In 8-bit.
I like
I'm
it.
Fess.
Yeah.
I'm Fess.
We should be like, in the digital. Yeah.
Oh my God, was that Melissa?
Okay, so we got to wrap things up. First of all, what we do want to say is congratulations to our good friends, Fess and Melissa.
Thanks for including us.
Thank you so
much. It was great.
It was really fun.
May you live a long and happy life. Now, while we are just finishing up the podcast, you're listening to us today, and I want to remind you, this Saturday, the 16th, we are going to be recording our 200th episode. We're going to be recording it live at the Bryant Lake Bowl, and our guests are going to be radio DJ Barb Abney and international music sensation Jeremy Messersmith.
Wow.
Messersmith.
Wow.
I said his name.
Is it Jeremy Messersmith?
Jeremy Messersmith. You know what?
It's phonetic.
I've said his name right many, many times before today.
I witnessed it.
Many, many times before today. we, of course, later on tonight, we're going to be recording our second live episode. You folks will hear that coming up next week. But you should go and see us live at this great event on the 16th. Also, we have just put up a campaign for Geeks Without God t-shirts.
Woo! And hoodies.
And hoodies. Yeah. And we have a link on the website, and we have to get 15 of them ordered in order for them to ship to anybody. So
I think we need like 6 or 7 more. Yeah. So.
And I haven't ordered mine yet, so.
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Believe in us, Tim.
I'm just trying to decide how many.
Ooh.
Jeez.
But yeah, there's 2 styles of men's shirts, a style of women's shirts, and hoodies. So, and when I say men's, I mean unisex, if that fits you better. But, you know, the old shirt switcheroo. I don't know.
Shirt.
Yay, thank you. Hey. That's my glove, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all the next 10 minutes. I'll be right here.
That's Shirt Saru. All right.
Yes.
So thanks so much for coming out to Melissa and Fess's wedding.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. And we want to remind you also to review us on Stitcher.
Yes.
Because we've been on Stitcher for a little while and on iTunes. And Melissa and Fess, because it's your wedding, I'm going to give you the last word. Do you have anything to say before we go?
Excuse me.
That is very profound.
Comes from a place deep inside.
You can edit this.
You can fix it in post.
Yeah, but I won't.
Yeah, we don't.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping me on my... Thank you for helping us, I'm sorry, on our wedding day. Thank you.
All right.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
We're geeks without God. Thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, no, screw you. No.
You already said something when you quoted yourself.
You got to answer.
Technically, that's saying something twice.
You got to answer the 5 questions. What the hell else do you want? All right.
Okay.
What do you have to say, Fess?
All right. Well, if Zangief not a bad guy, then who will crush men's skull like sparrow egg between thigh?
Right? It's a necessary evil.
That's the way to end.
It's basically the entire argument of Machiavelli's The Prince.
It's true.
Absolutely. It justifies Zangief's existence.
A book beloved by sociopaths everywhere.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the way you end a podcast. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Recorded at Die Laughing 2016 and edited in my car.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
And if I can have Man of the Destroyer's buttocks out here, that would be fine.